Okay, we're continuing in the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Maaser, Karbonos Perek Vav, Halacha Yud, Chapter 6, Law 10. After going through the various steps of the skinning and the cutting up of the various pieces of the Korban Ola, now we're discussing how many Kohanim are required to bring the different pieces up to the ramp of the altar. So Halacha Yud says, "Bekama molichen es avarim lakevesh." How many people are Kohanim are going to be required to bring the body parts up to the ramp? So it depends what kind of animal offering we're bringing. Im min hatsonim, if it's from the sheep category, haola molichen oso shisha. If it's going to, that ola is from the sheep, then six Kohanim are necessary, and let's divide it up. Yud Aleph, Harishon, the first Kohen, he takes Barosh Uvaregel. He takes the head, which was severed off, and the right foreleg together with the two testicles. That's everything that we saw yesterday. All the pictures we saw yesterday. He takes both of them. Okay. Harosh Biyamino, he takes the head on the right side, the right hand. Vechotmo klapisro, and the nose of the animal's head is is towards his arm. Vekarnav, and the horns bein etzposel, between his fingers, so he has a firmer grasp of the head. And remember, ubeis hashchita lamala, and the neck where it was cut off by the shchita was on the top. But vahapeder alel, but that veil of fat was on top of that for respect to the beis hamikdash. Varegel shel yamin, and the right foreleg is bismola, is in his left hand. Ubeis ora lechutz. You're gonna have this clause many times. Beis ora lechutz means the exposed part of the outside of the animal is outside. In other words, when you have the body, let's say the leg, there's two parts to the leg. The part of the leg that's attached to the body, that right, and then you have the part on the outside which you stripped away the skin off of that. The inner part, there's no skin there because it was connected to the main torso of the animal. So when you're putting that leg onto the Kohen's hand, so just like the outside part of the leg that got skinned off, that's considered the outside. So you put it facing the outside, so when he's holding it, the outside part is above, exposed to the outside. It's going to be, every time it says that about a body part, that's what it means. That's coin number one. Yud Beis Hasheni, coin number two. Bishtei Hayadayim. He has the upper forelegs. Shel Yamin Bimino. Vishel Smol Bismolo. The upper right one is in his right hand. And the upper left one is in his left hand. Ubeis Oren Lachutz. And again, the exposed part of that was skinned is on the outside. Yud Gimel.
Also, because it's more respectable than the part that was cut off from the animal.
I don't know. I don't see a reason for that. I guess it's supposed to be more respectable. Okay. It's nicer. Tumor says it's nicer that way. Yeah. Yud Gimel. Hashlishi, the third Kohen. What does he take? Ba'oketz u baregel. He takes the tailbone and the upper left foot. Okay. Ha'oketz bimino, the tailbone in his right hand. And also of alya midudelas benas vosav, and the tail is hanging down between his fingers. And also remember what was also attached to the tailbone, the etzba hakaved and the lobe of the liver, ushtea kloyasima, the two kidneys were connected with that. The haregel shel smolo, and the upper left foot, ubeis ora, was in his left hand, ubeis ora and lechutz, and again the exposed part would be on the outside. Yudal Haravi, the fourth Kohen, Bechaza, he has the chest cavity, that whole chest part that was cut out. Ubagera, and the throat part. Hechaza Yamino, the chest cavity on the right side. Vagera, the throat, be small on the left side. And together with that throat side was Vitzalosel Benetsposo, and the four ribs that were attached to it were between his fingers. Tesvava Chamishi, the fifth Kohen, Bishteitvana, says the two flanks. Shall Yamin be Mino, the right flank was on his right hand. Vishal Smol, the left flank be Smolo on his left hand. Ubeisar and Lachutz, and the exposed part was on the outside. Tezayin Hashishi, the sixth Kohen, he is bringing Bakravayim, that those internal organs, now how are you going to carry internal organs? They're slopping all over the place. So nesunim babozi, they're placed in a bowl to keep them all in one area. Ukraya and Kraim, and the four lower legs. Remember, that was one of the first things that was cut off. The lower leg of each one of the four legs, al gabeim, was on top of them, milmala, above. That, now this is all imhoi saha ola keves oes. If the animal ola was either a sheep or a goat, a relatively smaller animal, so we used six kohanim. However, a sheep or a goat, avolim hoisa ayo, but it was a ram. Now we need as much bigger animal, as much bigger, more parts. Molichin hakravayim shnayim. Two people would have to bring the intestines in two separate bowls, since it's much stronger and bigger. So therefore, you need two. Okay, so that adds one. So you'd need a seventh kohen. But now there's another interesting thing. V'chein has, but there's a few other things that have to be brought with the korban: the meal offering, the meal nesech, and the wine nesech. So we need another two kohanim. V'chein hasoles shel nesachel biyadecha, the flour that's part of the flour nesech. One kohen would carry that in a bowl. V'ayayim biyadecha, and wine in a container in another kohen. V'imhoya ayil, and if it was an ayil, again a ram that required more to match that, hasoles bishnayim, the flour would need to be in two bowls with two kohanim, v'ayayim bishnayim, and the wine with two, because it was a double measure than the other one. So let's start adding up how many kohanim we have over here. Yud zayin, nim tzei slomid, we learn from here, shekeves oeis, the sheep or the goat, molichin oso shmona l'misbech, you need eight kohanim for the misbech. The six kohanim that we originally mentioned, plus one for the flour and one for the wine. V'ha'ayil, but the ram has three extra ones. Molichin oso, acharas are 11 kohanim, because you needed two for the intestines, two for the flour, and two for the oil, for the wine, and that is an extra three over the eight, and that makes 11. But what about now, hashor, what if you had a bull, which is really massive? You know how many kohanim you need for that? Molichin osa arboves. You need 24 kohanim, as the Rambam in Yud Ches is now going to list why you need 24. Again, mostly many of these body parts are much larger, and you need two kohanim instead of one kohen for many things that before was only necessary for one kohen, as will be described. Harishon, the first kohen for the bull. Molech Eserosh brings the head. The head, even though it's a bigger head, but one kohen can manage with that. But why? Because now he's not carrying something in the left hand. Right. It's both hands, one big head. So it's one coin instead of one coin carrying two different body parts. It's one coin carrying one body. One carrying the head. Okay, that's one. Now, Vasheni Vashlishi, the second and third, they were together, Molichin Haregel Shalyamin, the right foreleg. That was a big, big leg. So they would carry, two people, two kohanim would carry that. V'ravi, v'chavish, the fourth and fifth, molochin esa oketz, brings that tail and all that's connected to the tail because it was very huge. V'ashish, v'ashvin, the sixth and seventh kohen, molochin esa rel shmol, take their left upper leg. So because it needed two for that. Number eight, v'ashmini, molich esa chaza, brings the chest cavity. Now three kohanim, v'hagera, that throat area with all those things that were connected for it, molichin also shlosha, three kohanim. That's chi'i, v'asiri, v'achadaser. That's kohen 9, 10, and 11. It's quite a large body part. Then 12 and 13, molichin shtei hayadayim v'shnayim, the two forelegs. You need two kohanim, one for each foreleg, as opposed to before, one kohen can hold two. And then 14 and 15, ushnei hatfanas v'shnayim, the two flanks, one flank per kohen, v'hakravayim, and the intestines, v'hasoles, and the flour, v'hayayin, and the wine, that would need three, three, and three. So in other words, three for the intestines, was that many intestines, three bowls of intestines, three bowls of flour because it's a triple amount of flour, and three for the wine, it's a triple amount of wine. Hare arba v'esri, we have 24. What? No, I'm sorry. So let me make it clear. I didn't say it clear enough. The body parts were not cut up. The body parts, the carton would join together with that. The wine, it could be three separate bottles of wine. But it's interesting, the big body parts, we said it was two kohanim would carry one body part, which leads us to the following question, aloha yates.
Cut it.
Why don't we just cut the big flank, or not the flank, but you carry that big part of the leg that needed two kohanim, cut it in half. And that's what yates is about. And why didn't you cut up a very big body part of the shore instead of cut it up into two pieces and have one coin carry half and the other calf? Why is the two carrying one? Shenemer, because the pasuk says, I'll tell you why. V'nitach osa linsoche. You will cut up the ola into pieces. But which implies only the ola is cut up into pieces, but not the next step. But its pieces are not cut up into further pieces. In other words, once you cut it off the animal, that's it. You don't cut it again. And to split it up with two kohanim now, you'd have to cut the piece into pieces itself, which we don't do. But Madrim, when was all this said? That you have this number of kohanim, be'olos hatzibur, for congregational olos. Aval olos hayochid, but for an individual ola, imratzu laholich nesachah, but pachas melu beyosvichin, the number wouldn't matter. You could have less kohanim, more kohanim. Doesn't say why. I don't know if your commentary adds. Mine doesn't have anything to say with that. But these numbers we gave were for public korbanos. But private ones, you could have more or less kohanim with that. I don't know why.
You can't cut those portions?
No, you never can cut it because you can't cut it into pieces. Let's say it was a strong coin. Guy says, I could handle it myself. I don't need another guy. I could do it myself. Really strong coin. So for the congregation ones, say no. You got to do exactly as prescribed, but the private ones could have more or less.
I wonder if the wine and the meal offering we learned before, they don't have to be exactly at the same time.
It doesn't matter. But you generally do it at the same time. You don't delay it for no reason, only if you don't have any flour or oil. But if you have it, do it all at the same time. For sure you should do it at the same time. Okay, this was all an animal that was used for an ola. What about a bird that was used for an ola?
Many more people.
So anyway, so that's going to be chaf until the end. Hopefully we could finish it. Ola sa'ov, ketzad hayat nasis. How would you make the ola sa'ov, the ola for the bird? Now I'm going to use this picture book, although it's not precise because it's based on the Mishkan and not the Beis Hamikdash. So really, we're going to kind of need two pictures. Mm-hmm. This picture is based on the Beis Hamikdash. And I'll show you where to look in a minute. Okay. And we'll start with that. And then there's some nice pictures over here. So I'll point you as necessary. Just maybe move that over. Halacha chaf. Ola sa'ov ketzad hoysanasis. What do we do for a bird, Ola, in areas where it was different? Well, first we take, so you don't shecht it like we said before, where you shecht the animal on the ground and all that. You take the whole bird right up to the mizbeach. Ola la kevesh, the coin goes right up the ramp, but instead of going to the top of the ramp, he takes the little U-turn to go halfway up the ramp. Upana la sovev, now he turns to the sovev. Remember, he goes, takes this smaller ramp, that puts him at the midsection. Remember, there's a sovave when around the middle was a whole area for the Kohen to go. And it was not a very wide area.
One amma.
It was only one amma. So think about what this Kohen has to do over here. So you go up the ramp, right turn to go to the sovave. Okay? Upana la, so he makes a right turn to the sovave. Ubala lo karen dromis ra'wet, puts him on the southeast corner over here. Now, why do we want to do that? He just goes up the ramp, takes this little side turn here. He's standing over here on this sovave. Okay? Right there at the southwest corner. Vayamolek shum esrosh. He would do a process called malika, which Rama will describe in detail at the end of this perek. But basically, using his thumb to with the nail to just cut the back neck in the simanim. Shames rosha mimul arpa, the head opposite the back of the neck, meaning opposite, meaning this part of the neck, opposite the higher part of the neck, but which is opposite the throat. Umavdil, and now he separates the two simanim, the what do you call it, the esophagus and the trachea. He separates them. If he doesn't separate them, psula, the animal is rendered unfit because he didn't do a proper shechita. That's step one. So he does the malika to kill the bird. Then umematza damarosh, then he squeezes out the blood from the head of the bird, and also after that vidam haguf, and then the blood of the body alkir on the wall of the mizbech, against the wall. So Mark, you're very worried about the dirt and all the blood. It's going to be a big mess there. He squeezes so the blood comes off instead of zrika sadam. He's just squeezing it against it.
Yeah.
Hamizbech, where is he? Lamala min hachuch of em samizbech. He's above that red line. Yeah. He's above, it's brown over here. I don't know why they made it brown. But anyway, and obviously if he's standing on the sovev, he is clearly higher than the red line. Yeah. But this is a very long distance, this area right over here. So he's maybe his head is touching the top of the mizbech, maybe not. But he's doing it right on top of the red line because he's already standing above that anyway. Okay. Now, how much blood do you have to do? That's l'chachila. What about b'dieved? V'mitza dama rosh lo mitza dama guf. What if he just squeezed out the blood from the head, but not the blood from the body? Psula, it's not good, because you need the majority of blood squeezed, and the majority of blood is from the body. Mitza dama guf lo mitza dama rosh. What if he squeezed the blood from the body, but not the blood from the head? After the fact, share it's kosher. So therefore, we have three basic steps. Well, four. He goes up the ramp, makes a right turn, southwest corner, southeast corner. Then Malika with his thumb to sever the neck from the head and from the body. Then he's squeezing the blood of the head against the wall of the Mizbeach, so it drips down, and then he squeezes the body. Now, what does he do with the rest of the animal now? Chaf Aleph, Venotel es Harosh. And he now takes the head, umakif, base melikaso lamizbeach, and he brings close that area of the head that was severed to the mizbeach, vesofko bamelch, and he saturates it with salt. All right, he salts it a lot. And then next step is zarko gabayishim. Now he throws it upon the fires of the mizbeach.
Where is he? Right now.
He's where he still is. He hasn't gone anywhere.
He has to throw it up over here, over the
He's
ledge.
Standing over here.
Yeah.
So he just gives it a throw.
Okay.
He's almost up to the wall. His head is almost up to the floor level of his back. So he just gives it a throw, and he has to get
it salt?
Into the... Well, there's some salt around there. I don't know. Somewhere around there's salt. I don't know.
A little ledge?
Okay. Now, Uvalo Laguf. Now he goes to the main body. And now he has to remove some of the disgusting things that are inside the bird, its intestines. So what does he do? Veheser es hamura, he removes the crop, vehaor shaleb, and the hide that's on top of that, biyado, im hanotza, with his hand and the feathers there. And he like yanks it out. And as he yanks it out, vespine meayim hayosima, and the intestines that are pulled along with the crop. And now you know why he had to be on the southeast corner. And he throws at the thing called the Beis HaDeshen, where the ashes were normally cleaned. So if you look at this picture over here, if you look carefully, he was standing on this corner. Why? Because that black dot over there on the floor is the Beis HaDeshen. So he's closest to throw it down to the Beis HaDeshen, the crop and the gizzard and all those things. Now, in this picture, it's a little clearer. But again, it's not the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Mishkan. So it's no sovev or anything like that. But after squeezing the blood out, he tosses the head onto the fire. And then we've got here, you see, he tosses it onto that Beis HaDeshen, right over there.
And then it gets sucked in miraculously.
Whatever. Okay, this is going to be the next step. The next step, we're going to see in a minute, he takes his fingers and now separates the entire body of the bird.
So
these
guys were good at the beanbag.
Right?
Process.
That's halacha chaf beis now. Vishisa also biknafav. And now he divides it by its wings. biyoto with his hands, below sakin without a knife. Just rip its guts open, right? Veinetzarch lahavdil, but you don't have to separate it in two pieces. Shinemer lo yavdil, it says you don't separate, just pull them apart, but it's still one piece. Vimhivdil, what if he did cut them apart? Kosher, but even it's okay. And now what is it with that body part? Vesovo melch, he saturates that with salt. Vizorka gabayishim, and he throws that also onto the fire on the mizbeach. What if many things he did not do, many b'dievets will be okay, some aren't. Lo heser es hamura, velo es hanotza, velo es b'nei hamayayim. If he doesn't remove the crop, and he doesn't remove the feathers, and he doesn't remove the intestines, velo svaga b'melch, and does not saturate it with salt, okay, velo b'melech, Kol shishina ba me'achar tamtzizam. Whatever changes he makes after the blood is squeezed off of the wall, kshera, it's kosher. In other words, the main part was a proper malika, and now squeezing the blood from the head and squeezing the blood from the body. That, if you do that, you're home free. Now, if everything else you didn't do properly, bitty evidence, okay. You didn't do it the best way. But once the blood has been squeezed onto that, you had the main kapora, which you needed, and you're home free. Last halacha chaf gimel, how is the malika process done? Kate said molkim. Kotzeitz v'yorid, he cuts and goes down. Means say with his thumb, as he cuts it, he's going in a down motion from the back of the neck, going straight down, as it were, to get it towards the throat to cut the simonim. Batziporon with his right thumb nail, mimul oref, from the back of the neck. Now, how does he cut it? Now, in Shechita, you know, very interesting, normal ritual slaughtering is a right. back and yeah. forth motion. If you do a pressing motion, it's not a kosher Shechita.
Right.
However, Malika does not have those rules. Im ratza l'holicha, if he wants to go back and forth with his thumbnail, molicha, maybe he can go back and forth. Im ratza lios dores v'yorid, if he wants to direct pressure and just press down with the force of the sharpness of the nail, v'yorid v'tzipar, and dores, he may do that as well. That would not be kosher with Shechita with a knife. You can't just take the knife and push down. But for the bird, that's okay. Now, there's another problem. The simonim, the two signs of the windpipe and the food pipe, they've got to be in their place, taut, when you cut it. But what if you're pressing, you may move them out of their place. Once the simonim are moved out of their place, that's a psul called ikur, and then shechita won't help. But by a bird, we're okay. Vimnekar simonim, and if the two signs are moved out of place because of the way he was cutting them off, Eino chosh, we don't have to worry, because this whole malika is a different form of killing of the bird and has all kinds of different laws than a regular shechita. Now, but he has to be careful with one thing very much. V'chotech shidra, then he has to cut the spine, umafrekes, and the neck bone, which comes before the trachea and the esophagus. Okay, those come first, but when he does that, below row of buzzer, but not cutting a lot of the flesh around that. Why? Because you could render the animal dead before you've cut the simonim. And you can't kill it, it's got to die with the simonim getting shechted. But if you're going to cut the flesh around it, then you will have killed the bird before you got rid of the simonim, cut the simonim. Vimchatach rova baser, if you're going to cut most of the flesh around the neck before that, hareza kamesa kodesh shigilisvani, it's going to die before you actually cut the trachea and the windpipe. Or the food pipe. Therefore, that won't work. Vitzarach lachto shnei simonim ba'ola kishu yored, and he has to cut the two simonim in the ola as he is going down, and meaning to say there should not be any delay. You also have to cut them swiftly. Now, what about Vahamolek Pesakin? What do you do Malika with a knife and not with your thumbnail? Ominat studim, or from the side of the neck. Eina Malika. That's not considered Malika. Rather, Elakami Shachanak. It's like he strangled the bird, Onachar, or stabbed the bird, and that would not be a kosher Malika. But V'chol ha'orif, but the entire back part of the neck, as long as you're in the back part of the neck, not the side, but anywhere in the back part of the neck, kosher malika is okay for malika, and so ends our studies of the Korban. Ola.
Did all the cornmeal come on thumbnail, or was this a specialty?
I know whoever had to do it. Okay. Who had to do it. There's a machlokes in the Gemara, how you did Malika.
Yeah.
The commentator is right that holding the bird in any specific way is only preferable, but other ways don't invalidate the korban. One method, the bird was held inside the kohen's palm with the wings between his fist and second fingers and legs between his fourth and fifth. The front of the neck rested against the bottom outer portion of his right thumb. He performed the malika with the nail of the same thumb. He did it all in one hand.
Yeah.
Other opinions said, no, he held the bird in the left hand and did the malika with the right thumb. So this is machlokas exactly how the malika was done. Okay.